Let's talk now to the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central. He's in our Cork studio. Michael McGrath, if you could bottle what Ciara McGeehan has, you'd be laughing. Will you end up with three seats in Europe, do you think? One in each?
Good morning, Audrey, and congratulations to Ciara. It really would warm the heart just to see such a stunning victory and such a character as well. We're all absolutely delighted and so proud of her. In terms of the European elections, I think we'll certainly end up with three. We're confident of that, and we will be competitive beyond that as well. But there's a lot of counting to do, and I just want to take the opportunity to thank all of our candidates in the local elections and the European elections for their efforts, not just over recent weeks, but recent months, and indeed their teams, and to acknowledge the efforts of all candidates from all parties and none. We had an exercise in democracy on Friday, and the votes are still being counted. But overall, Fianna Fáil is very pleased with the results so far. We have defied the opinion polls. We have achieved a higher percentage return overall than we got in the general election 4 years ago. So we're up at around 23%, whereas opinion polls have been showing us consistently at around 16% or so on average. And I think it reflects the strength on the ground of our organisation, the work consistently that has been put in by our candidates, and their connection and their deep roots in the communities that they serve. And still a lot of votes to be counted, and we're still...
You can't be happy with Dublin, though. Your Lord Mayor lost a seat.
There are variations around the country, and you know, we can point to areas where we did really well. I look at my own city of Cork. We had seven seats on the city council going into the election. We've returned nine councillors. We'll also make gains in the county, but there are areas, of course,
what happened in the capital.
There are areas where there will be losses, including in the capital, and we will review that. We will reflect on that, and we will see what lessons can be learned overall. So we will look at the national result, but we'll also look at it on a regional, a county basis, and an individual local electoral area basis. But we also have Barry Andrews topping the poll in the first count in the European election. So, I mean, that demonstrates that people are willing in the capital to vote for a Fianna Fáil candidate. But we will take stock and consider all of the results across the 166 electoral areas when all the votes are counted.
And I know you say you're happy with the result, and yet it's collapsed really from 2019 and the tiniest increase on 2020. It's stuck in and around 23%. The same people are voting for you. You're not diversifying or expanding your vote.
Well, I don't accept that characterisation. I mean, we came into these elections on the back of opinion polls and indeed predictions from experts that Fianna Fáil was going to hemorrhage seats and that we were probably going to be a distant third in the elections. The takeaway from the election will be at a local level, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will again be the dominant parties in local government. When you reflect on all that has happened, Audrey, in the last 4 years, everything that the government has had to grapple with, the enormous challenges that we continue to face every single day, to hold on to and actually go beyond what we achieved in the 2020 general election, I think is a significant achievement. We're not getting carried away for a moment. We are not saying that this is a predictor of a general election. We want to improve on the number of seats we have in the next general election, and there's a lot of work left to do. But this does demonstrate that our vote is resilient. It is based on our work on the ground, and I want to congratulate all of those who have been elected, and to wish those well who are still contesting
still
the 126
waiting.
Seats that are still in the mix.
And speaking of that general election, Macron is taking a huge gamble in France, calling an election. People here would say it looks like far less of a gamble for you guys to hold a general election sooner rather than later. Why not do it?
Well, I don't think anybody should be getting carried away on the back of these results. And in the same way that the 2019 local elections did not end up being a predictor of the general election outcome some 8 months later, the same could hold true on this occasion. This is a different election, and the vote that we have achieved and the vote that others have achieved is a reflection, yes, of the party brand and the work we do nationally, but also a reflection of the work that our hundreds of candidates and councillors have been doing in their own communities. communities over recent years. So the government has to continue to govern. There will be many lessons from these elections, a lot of feedback on the doors that we have to take on board. And I still believe that the general election should be held in the first quarter of next year. I believe not only should we announce a budget in October, and I am planning for the budget in the normal way in the autumn, but we should also enact a budget, because I think it would be wrong, and I would go as far as to say it would be irresponsible to announce a budget and then not to enact it. Because of course it would take perhaps many weeks, and who knows, maybe even months after a general election before we have a new government. And I think we should not take the risk of going into 2025 without having a budget legislated for and fully implemented, because economic stability is important.
Okay.
And that comes from political stability, and that's why I believe we should have a budget, we should legislate for the budget, and we should implement it and then go to the people based on our record.
Thank you very much indeed. Finance Minister Michael McGrath in Cork.